By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah, even the darkest night will end, and the sun will rise and shine, and the sun will rise and shine.
Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Anbiya'i wal Mursaleen. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله ما شاء الله عز وجل welcome back to our program Rise and Shine this very beautiful morning. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal in the UK. You are watching our program and inshallah Azza wa Jal, welcome to everyone. If you are new, if you are old, then you are welcome to this program. Hopefully, you'll not just only enjoy the program, but you will learn a lot of things as well, inshallah Azza wa Jal. And the beauty of this program is that we have everything for you. We've got the Quran, we've got the Hadith, we've got the Kalam, we've got the topic, and also, inshallah, Azza wa Jal, we've got the daily hadith and the reminders as well, inshallah. We've got another packed program for you guys today, inshallah, Azza wa Jal. But as always, inshallah, let's start our program with the recitation of the glorious Quran. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم
میں اللہ تعالیٰ کی پناہ میں آتا ہوں شیطان مردود سے
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم
اللہ کے نام سے شروع جو نہایت مہربان رحم والا
قالت يا أيها الملأ افتوني في امري ما كنت قاطعة أمرا حتى تشهدون
بولی اے سرداروں میرے اس معاملے میں مجھے رائے دو میں کسی معاملے میں کوئی قطعی فیصلہ نہیں کرتی جب تک تم میرے پاس حاضر نہ ہو
قالوا نحن اولو قوة واولو بأس شديد والامر اليك فانظري ماذا تأمرين
وہ بولے ہم زور والے اور بڑی سخت لڑائی والے ہیں اور اختیار تیرا ہے تو نظر کر کہ کیا حکم دیتی ہے
قالت ان الملوك اذا دخلوا قريه افسدوها وجعلوا اعزه اهلها اذله وكذلك يفعلون
بولی بے شک جب بادشاہ کسی بستی میں داخل ہوتے ہیں اسے تباہ کر دیتے ہیں اور اس کے عزت والوں کو ذلیل اور ایسا ہی کرتے ہیں
وَإِنِّي مُرْسِلَةٌ إِلَيْهِمْ بِهَدِيَّةٍ فَنَاظِرَةٌ بِمَا يَرْجِعُ الْمُرْسَلُونَ
اور میں ان کی طرف ایک تحفہ بھیجنے والی ہوں پھر دیکھوں گی کہ ایلچی کیا جواب لے کر پلٹے
فَلَمَّا جَاءَ سُلَيْمَانَ قَالَ أَتُمِدُّونَنِ بِمَالٍ فَمَا آتَانِيَ اللَّهُ خَيْرٌ مِّمَّا آتَاكُمْ
پھر جب وہ سلیمان کے پاس آیا تو سلیمان نے فرمایا کیا مال سے میری مدد کرتے ہو تو جو مجھے اللہ نے دیا وہ بہتر ہے اس سے جو تمہیں دیا
بل انتم بہدیتکم تفرحون
بلکہ تم ہی اپنے تحفے پر خوش ہوتے ہو
ارجع الیہم فلنأتینہم بجنود لا قبل لہم بها ولنخرجنهم منها أذلة وهم صاغرون
پلٹ جا ان کی طرف تو ضرور ہم ان پر وہ لشکر لائیں گے جن کی انہیں طاقت نہ ہوگی اور ضرور ہم ان کو اس شہر سے ذلیل کر کے نکال دیں گے یوں کہ وہ پست ہوں گے.
قال يا أيها الملأ أيكم يأتيني بعرشها قبل أن يأتوني مسلمين.
سلیمان نے فرمایا، اے درباریوں تم میں کون ہے کہ وہ اس کا تخت میرے پاس لے آئے قبل اس کے کہ وہ میرے حضور مطیع ہو کر حاضر ہوں.
قال عفریتم من الجن انا آتیک به قبل ان تقوم من مقامک وانی علیہ لقوی امین.
ایک بڑا خبیث جن بولا کہ وہ تخت حضور میں حاضر کر دوں گا قبل اس کے کہ حضور اجلاس برخاست کریں، اور میں بے شک اس پر قوت والا امانت دار ہوں.
صدق اللہ العظیم.
صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم. سورہ نمل ورس نمبر 32 to verse number 39. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jalla, very beautiful story of Sayyiduna Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam. MashaAllah Azza wa Jalla, this story, if you want to read this story, it's a beautiful story. As you know, Surah An-Naml, verse number 32 to 39. Try reading the story of this as well in Siratul Jinan, and also in a book called Quranic Wonders. Alhamdulillah, this story has completely been written there as well. And it's such a beautiful story. There's so many things that we learn. And Alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jal, Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam, being the king of the world, how Allah Azza wa Jal blessed him with so many things. And subhanallah, Azza wa Jal, the wisdom that he had and the intellect. And it's just an amazing story how Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam dealt with this formal case of, say, Bilqis, the queen of Sheba. So hopefully, inshallah, Azza wa Jal, a lot of these stories as well, mashallah, the Quran mentions these stories so that we could learn a lesson of repentance, and we could learn how we as Muslims should be living our lives, because the Quran is a source of guidance, is a source of nasihat for us, and how we should be living our life. And inshallah, the more Quran you read, the more guidance you will get, because the Quran is a source of blessings and barakah as well. And inshallah, Azza wa Jal, with the blessing of Allah Azza wa Jal, there'll be so many things that you will learn. And as well as that, for every word of you will utter, you will get 10 good deeds. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says that I don't say alif, lam, meem is one word. Alif is one, lam is one, and meem is one. So by just reading alif, lam, meem, we're getting 30 good deeds. So try to read the Quran early in the morning after Salatul Fajr, or maybe whenever you go to sleep in the morning, do try to fix a time period to recite the Quran, and you will see the blessings of that as well. Every day morning, alhamdulillah, we do have the kalam of the day. So inshallah, let's swiftly move on to the kalam of the day, and then inshallah we'll talk about the topic inshallah. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
یہ ایک جان کیا ہے اگر ہوں کروڑوں، یہ ایک جان کیا ہے اگر ہوں کروڑوں، تیرے نب پر سب کو وارا کروں میں، آپ پر قربان میری جان یا رسول اللہ، فدا کا یا رسول اللہ، فدا کا یا حبیب اللہ، فدا کا یا رسول اللہ، فدا کا یا حبیب اللہ، ہے آرزو ہماری ہے جستجو ہماری، ہے آرزو ہماری ہے جستجو ہماری، نبی پہ جائے صدقے، نبی پہ جائے واری، نبی پہ جائے صدقے، نبی پہ جائے واری.
کہتے ہیں برملا ہم مایوس کیوں پھرے ہم، کہتے ہیں برملا ہم مایوس کیوں پھرے ہم، سرکار کے گدا ہے کوئی نہیں ہمیں غم، سرکار کے گدا ہے کوئی نہیں ہمیں غم، کوئی نہیں ہمیں غم. قسمت ہے یہ ہماری ہر دم گیل پر جاری قسمت ہے یہ ہماری ہر دم گیل پر جاری
نبی پہ جائے صدقے نبی پہ جائے واری نبی پہ جائے صدقے نبی پہ جائے واری
آپ پر قربان میری جان یا رسول اللہ
فدا کا یا رسول اللہ فدا کا یا حبیب اللہ فدا کا یا رسول اللہ فدا کا یا حبیب اللہ ہے آرزو ہماری ہے جستجو ہماری ہے آرزو ہماری ہے جستجو ہماری نبی پہ جائے صدقے نبی پہ جائے واری نبی پہ جائے صدقے نبی پہ جائے واری
رنجو علم ہمارے سب دور ہو گئے ہیں رنجو علم ہمارے سب دور ہو گئے ہیں ہم ذکر مصطفیٰ سے مسرور ہو گئے ہیں ہم ذکر مصطفیٰ سے مسرور ہو گئے ہیں مسرور ہو گئے سزا ہے یہ ہماری چھوڑے ہم دنیا داری سزا ہے یہ ہماری چھوڑے ہم دنیا داری
نبی پہ جائے صدقے نبی پہ جائے واری نبی پہ جائے صدقے نبی پہ جائے واری
آپ پر قربان میری جان یا رسول اللہ
فدا کا یا رسول اللہ فدا کا یا حبیب اللہ فدا کا یا رسول اللہ فدا کا یا حبیب اللہ سائے میں تمہارے ہیں قسمت یہ ہماری ہے قربان دلو جا رہے کیا شان تمہاری ہے
خوش نصیب جن کو حاصل ہے ان کی نسبت وہ خوش نصیب جن کو حاصل ہے ان کی نسبت پاتے ہیں چین و راحت کرتے ہیں ان کی مدحت پاتے ہیں چین و راحت کرتے ہیں ان کی مدحت کرتے ہیں ان کی کہتی ہے دنیا ساری حسرت ہے یہ ہماری کہتی ہے دنیا ساری حسرت ہے یہ ہماری
نبی پہ جائے صدقے نبی پہ جائے واری نبی پہ جائے صدقے نبی پہ جائے واری
آپ پر قربان میری جان یا رسول اللہ
فدا کا یا رسول اللہ فدا کا یا حبیب اللہ فدا کا یا رسول اللہ فدا کا یا حبیب اللہ ہے آرزو ہماری ہے جستجو ہماری ہے آرزو ہماری ہے جستجو ہماری نبی پہ جائے صدقے نبی پہ جائے واری نبی پہ جائے صدقے نبی پہ جائے واری
ذکر نبی سے اپنے سینے کو جگمگائے ذکر نبی سے اپنے سینے کو جگمگائے دربار مصطفیٰ میں سر اپنا ہم جھکائے دربار مصطفیٰ میں سر اپنا ہم جھکائے سر
اپنا
ہو اشک ندامت کے آنکھوں سے اپنی جاری ہو اشک ندامت کے آنکھوں سے اپنی جاری
نبی پہ جائے صدقے نبی پہ جائے واری نبی پہ جائے صدقے نبی پہ جائے واری
آپ پر قربان میری جان یا رسول اللہ
فدا کا یا رسول اللہ فدا کا یا حبیب اللہ فدا کا یا رسول اللہ فدا کا یا حبیب اللہ سارے میں تمہارے ہیں قسمت یہ ہماری ہے قربان دلو جا رہے شان تمہاری ہے
یہ پنجت تن کی الفت اصحاب سے محبت یہ پنج تن کی الفت اصحاب سے محبت غوث الورا کی چاہت مرشد سے یہ عقیدت غوث الورا کی چاہت مرشد سے یہ عقیدت مرشد سے آقا محسن یہ جانی ساری قائم رہے ہماری محسن یہ جانی ساری قائم رہے ہماری
نبی پہ جائے صدقے نبی پہ جائے واری نبی پہ جائے صدقے نبی پہ جائے واری
آپ پر قربان میری جان یا رسول اللہ
فدا کا یا رسول اللہ فدا کا یا حبیب اللہ فدا کا یا رسول اللہ فدا کا یا حبیب اللہ ہے آرزو ہماری ہے جستجو ہماری ہے آرزو ہماری ہے جستجو ہماری نبی پہ جائے صدقے نبی پہ جائے واری نبی پہ جائے صدقے نبی پہ جائے واری
صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم. I hope that day comes when we say کہ میں مدینے میں ہوں, I am in مدینہ. انشاءاللہ میں اللہ تعالی میں اللہ عز و جل bless all of us الحمدللہ عز و جل to be visiting the beautiful cities of Makkah and Medina again and again in our lifetime. You know, these are such beautiful cities that no one can get enough of them, as they say. We always want more and more. And alhamdulillah azza wa jalla, you've been to many cities around the world. People go to holidays to that country, that city, but you know, people tend to say, oh, yeah, I've been there, I don't want to go there again. But when it comes to Makkah and Medina, the Haramain, everyone wants to go back again, because there is beauty, there is blessing, and there is barakat in these cities as well. Ji, my dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madani channel, if you've just joined us, then yes, you are watching our program Rise and Shine. And our topic for today that we're going to be in discussion is the rank of the companions, alayhim ridwan. Now here the companions also include the Ahlul Bayt, the family of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Again, my dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madani channel, the Sahaba ikram alayhim ridwan, they have such a high status in the court of Allah azza wa jalla. Now, Bathy, one very, very important thing to note here is that many miracles were not performed by the Sahaba ikram alayhim ridwan. But that does not mean that the awliya Allah, remember, the Sahaba ikram alayhim ridwan, that their maqam is alhamdulillah, they are the awliya of all the ummat. They are the best of all the ummat. And this is what our aqeedah is regarding the Sahaba ikram alayhim ridwan. They are the best of all the people. Now that includes also the awliya Allah. Now maybe you've heard a lot of miracles of the awliya Allah, like we've heard. We read a lot of miracles of Sayyiduna Ghauth-e-Azam Rahmatullahi Ta'ala, Sayyiduna Khaja Ghareeb Nawaz, Ala Hazrat. We listen to these stories many, many times. Now that doesn't mean that because the Sahaba alayhim ridwan did not have any miracles or did not perform many miracles, being a Sahabi or being a Wali, that it doesn't matter on how many miracles you perform. They being at the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they being the beloved Sahaba of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, no Wali can ever be at the maqam of the Sahaba ikram. Alhamdulillah, that is something that has been already mentioned. Now here, the thing I wanted to mention is the dua of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that ya Allah azza wa jal, you know, have love for those people who love my sahaba. So the, you know, that for us to love the sahaba means that inshallah Allah azza wa jal will love us. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam will love us as well. Humko sahabe nabi se pyar hai, inshallah apna beeda paar hai. Humko ahle bait se bhi pyar hai, inshallah apna beeda paar hai. Alhamdulillah azza wa jal. Now these blessed group of people that we find as the awliya Allah, they've also been given the title of afzalul awliya. Afzalul awliya, that they are better than all the awliya of Allah Azza wa Jal. Subhanallah. Obviously, the Sahaba Ikram, their rank is lower than the prophets of Allah. Remember, no Sahabi can ever reach to the rank of the prophets of Allah. And alhamdulillah, in the Ahle Sunnat wal Jama'at, we believe that the prophets of Allah are the most high-ranked people. They're the most high-ranked humans. After them is the Sahaba Ikram alayhim ridwan, then the Tabi'een, Tabi Tabi'een, and then the Awliya Ikram alayhim ridwan. So this is how. And alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jal, our beautiful Imam, Imam Azam Abu Hanifa, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, is a Tabi'een. Yani he has seen the Sahaba Ikram alayhim ridwan, and many other awliya Allah Azza wa Jal as well. So here, Pyare Islam Bhaiyo, the rank of the Sahaba Ikram is be-mithal, that you cannot give an example to them as well. These are those people who accepted Islam at the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, saw the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, lived with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and they grew up with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They used to do business with at the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They used to be with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in all the expeditions as well. And subhanallah, you know, these Sahaba ikram alayhim ridwan, you could say that they were the chosen people of Allah azza wa jal to spend time with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Sometimes we have this in our hearts and minds that I wish I was a Sahabi, I wish I was at the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But the ulama ikram, they say that for someone to be at the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it was a very, very unique thing to do. But subhanallah azza wa jal, being at the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam also means that the sacrifices that these Sahaba ikram alayhim ridwan gave for the sake of Islam, we can never ever bear these sacrifices. Allah azza wa jal has mentioned in many different places inside the glorious Quran the rank of these Sahaba alayhim ridwan. Surah At-Tawbah, verse number 100, Allah Azza wa Jal, he says, رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُمْ وَرَضُوا عَنْ وَأَعِدَّ لَهُمْ جَنَّاتٍ تَجْرِي تَحْتَهَا الْأَنْهَارُ خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا أَبَدًا ذَلِكَ الْفَوْزُ الْعَظِيمُ. Allah is pleased with them and they are pleased with him, and he has kept ready for them gardens beneath which rivers flow to abide therein forever and ever. Only this is the great success. This verse of the Quran, it tells us about the maqam and the status of the Sahaba ikram alayhim ridwan, that Allah is pleased with them. So Allah himself says that I am pleased with these Sahaba, and then he says that they are pleased with me as well. Subhanallah azza wa jal. I just want to mention some hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam referring to the Sahaba ikram alayhim ridwan, or you could say that the love that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam had for the Sahaba ikram. In one of the hadith, it's mentioned, Beshak Allah Pak ne mujhe muntakhab farmaya, that indeed Allah Azza wa Jal has chosen me, aur mere liye mere ashab ko pasand farmaya, and then Allah Ta'ala, he chose the Sahaba ikram for me. Phir in mein se mere wazir, muavin aur rishtedar banaye. And amongst them, Allah Azza wa Jal chose some for my relatives, some for my ministers, and some as my helpers. فَمَنْ سَبَّهُمْ پَسْ جو انہیں گالی دے گا فَعَلَيْهِ لَعْنَةُ اللَّهِ وَالْمَلَائِكَةِ وَالنَّاسِ أَجْمَعِينَ. And for anyone who swears at them, then Allah's curse and la'nat be upon them. اس کے فرشتوں اور تمام لوگوں کی لعنت. Not only the la'nat of Allah, but all the la'nat, the curse of the angels and all the people as well. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says, لا يقبل الله منه يوم القيامة صرف ولا عدل. On the day of judgment, na uska koi farz kubul farmayega, na nafal. None of his farz will be accepted in the court of Allah azza wa jal. No, any of his nawafil will be accepted in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. In one of the hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentions further, mere sahaba ke bare mein Allah Pak se darte raho. You know, be fearful in the case of my sahaba alayhim ridwan. After me, do not make them targets of your swears and your tuhmat. جس نے ان سے محبت کی, the one who has done, who has loved them has loved me, and the one who has hated for them has hated for me. جس نے انہیں اذیت دی, the one who caused pain to them has caused me pain. اس نے اللہ پاک کو اذیت دی, they have caused Allah pain. اور جو اللہ پاک کو ایزا دے, and the ones who cause pain to Allah, ان قریب اللہ ان کی پکڑ فرمائے گا, and very soon Allah will grab hold of them. انشاءاللہ عز و جل, we have the daily reminder. Let's go towards our daily reminder انشاءاللہ. صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Now regarding the honorable companions radwanullahi alayhim ajma'in, the messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has explained, do not speak ill of my companions, because if any of you were to give charity the amount of gold equivalent to the whole of Mount Uhud, it would not be equivalent to a single mud or half a mud given by any of them. Now what's the explanation of this hadith? Is that if a companion gave a small amount of barley in charity, whilst a ghouth, qutb, or any ordinary Muslim gave a mountain's worth of gold, the latter were not near the level of acceptance and closeness in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The same is true regarding fasting, salah, and all other acts of worship. When salah in Masjid al-Nabawi is equivalent to 50,000 offered salah elsewhere, what words could adequately explain the rank of the companions who physically saw the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and spent time in his company? What can be said of the amazing acts of worship? Now the rank of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's companions is really, really high. This hadith also teaches us to mention the honorable companions with nothing but good. They are never to be spoken about with belittling or disrespectful terms, not even in the slightest. These are specific individuals Allah chose to accompany His beloved. Now imagine this, just as an example, when a merciful father does not let his son stay in the company of bad people, then how could our merciful Lord, Azza wa Jal, like for his Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to stay in such company? The companions' superiority is founded on the fact that they accompanied the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and lived in the era of divine revelation. If anyone from our lives for 1,000 years tries to spend his entire time obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and refraining from disobedience, such that we become the greatest worshipper of our era, even then, dear viewers of Madri Channel, even then, all of this worship will not match a single moment spent in the companionship of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The lesson that we learn here is that whenever we speak about the companions of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, always with respect, never use disrespectful terms. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. MashaAllah, Azawajal, my dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, those who have joined us, welcome back to our program Rise and Shine. And today, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, we've got a very unique and beautiful guest, MashaAllah Azza wa Jal, our one and only Shahbaz Bhai, MashaAllah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
MashaAllah Azza wa Jal, Jazakallah Shahbaz Bhai for joining us on the program. Normally it's you on my seat and me on your seat, but today, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, you've joined us, Jazakallah Khaira, from the other side of the world. First of all, Shahbaz Bhai, how are you, MashaAllah?
Alhamdulillah ala kulli hal.
Allah Ta'ala, mashallah, for taking time out as well. Today, Alhamdulillah, we've got the topic that we're talking about, the maqam of the Sahaba Ikram and the Ahli Bayt. This is your stage.
Allahu Akbar. Firstly, the topic, no doubt a beautiful topic. Mashallah, this is the the beautiful family of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, known as Ahlul Bayt. Every single one of them, no doubt, beautiful. They all have their own virtues. I must have respect and honor that. Yes, these people, respected people, these companions, radhiyallahu ta'ala anhum. What's beautiful is that they have attained suhba, which we say is companionship of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now, they are the awliya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, one thing we must understand is that even the prophets are considered, if you look at it technically, the prophets are considered awliya too. Yes, the companions are considered awliya too. But generally, whenever we use this term as awliya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we refer to other than the prophets and the companions, etc., and even sometimes even the tabi'un. But after them is what we refer to as the awliya. And who are the awliya? The awliya are those individuals who, well, literally is friends. That's what it literally means. The friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And there's a famous hadith, you know, about the awliya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah says, I become the ears by which they hear, the eyes by which they see, the hand by which they grasp, the leg by which they walk, etc., etc. If they were to ask anything, I would give it to them. Why? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves the awliya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then there are great awliya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For example, Hazrat Awais Qarni, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Hazrat Hassan Basri, rahmallahu ta'ala, radiallahu anhu. And these are what? And these are also from the tabi'un. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Mubarak was asked, Ayyuhuma afdal? Which of the two are greater? Muawiyah am Umar ibn Abdul Aziz? Hazrat Amir Muawiyah, radiallahu anhu, or Hazrat Umar ibn Abdul Aziz, radiallahu ta'ala anhu? He states that even that dust which entered the nose of the horse of Hazrat Amir Muawiyah radhiyallahu ta'ala anhu, ma'a Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he went to war with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, even that dust is greater than Hazrat Umar ibn Abdul Aziz rahimahullah ta'ala. What is the reason for this? Because he has attained suhba. Because he is a companion. Imagine the companions who spend the days and the nights always protecting and honoring and praising and remembering Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. What would be, Allahu Akbar, what would be their rank?
Shabazz bi alhamdulillah azza wa jal. Allah ta'ala bless you and reward you for that, alhamdulillah azza wa jal. And you know, this is what I was mentioning before as well, that we can never ever compare the companions to the awliya Allah and the Sahaba Ikram to the Anbiya Ikram. They all have their ranks in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. Jazakallah Shabazz bhai for your time. May Allah Ta'ala reward you and bless you inshallah Azza wa Jal. Jazakallah khairah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Assalamu wa rahmatullah.
We'll take a daily hadith inshallah, and then we'll come back and we'll continue with our topic for today inshallah. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
In our lives, we receive many words of encouragement, sometimes from our parents, sometimes from our teachers, sometimes from our colleagues, friends, relatives, siblings. Everybody can possibly give good advice. But remember, the advice, and the encouragement, the instruction given by the Prophet ﷺ is the best advice, the best form of guidance. Khairul hadi, hadi Muhammad ﷺ. The best form of guidance is the guidance provided by the Prophet ﷺ. And what did the Prophet ﷺ instruct us to do? There are many narrations, of course, but in one narration, which is found in the Musannaf of Ibn Abi Shaybah, the Prophet ﷺ said, build masajid. Construct masajid. But the thing is, how many of us are busy in this activity? We're building our own houses, having extensions done, a new floor, spacious house. We make plans for this, we save up for this, we spend a lot of days and nights thinking about this. But what about this emphatic command of the Prophet ﷺ, build masajid? How many of us are actually acting upon this? And we pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He gives us tawfiq to do so. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. MashaAllah Azza wa Jal, a very beautiful hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I just want to mention another hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam regarding our topic for today, which is the rank of the Sahaba-i-Kiram alayhi muridwan. In one beautiful hadith is mentioned, jisne mere ashab ke mutalik buri baat kahi. Anyone who says a bad thing regarding my sahaba alayhim ridwan, to wo mere tareeke se hat gaya, uska thikana aag hai. That he's moved away from my path and he has entered the fire of hell. Yani his abode, his house, his home will be the fire of hell. Now, when we look at and we analyze these hadiths of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam regarding the maqam, the status of the sahaba ikram alayhim ridwan, you know, from this we find that ma'azallah, for anyone to disrespect the sahaba-i-kiram in any sort of way, you know, is something that you are fighting against the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and with Allah azza wa jal. Now, the sahaba alayhim ridwan, they have their, you know, the ranks, what Allah azza wa jal's Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has told us. Remember, the most highest ranked sahabi radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Sayyiduna Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, is known as Afzalul Bashar Ba'd al-Anbiya bi-tahqeeq, without any arguments. Hazrat Abu Bakr as-Siddiq is the best of all the Sahaba-i-Kiram. Then we have Sayyiduna Umar Farooq Azam. Then we have Sayyiduna Uthman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Then we have Sayyiduna Mawla Ali Karamallahu ta'ala wajhahul kareem. These are the four most high-ranked companions of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hazrat Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said about him, if there was another Prophet after me, it would have been Umar bin Khattab, but there is no Prophet after me. Where are you going to get this maqam from? Sayyidina Abu Sufyan radiallahu ta'ala anhu accepted Islam. Sayyidina Hinda radiallahu ta'ala anhu, we heard about Sayyidina Wahshi radiallahu ta'ala anhu. They were all sahabis, they were all companions of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So ma'azallah, to say that these sahaba ikram alayhim ridwan, they were this and they were that, astaghfirullah, we should never ever talk bad about any sahabi radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And subhanallah, Amir al Sunnah has made it so clear for us. Har sahabi e nabi jannati jannati. Every sahabi of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam is a jannati. No matter who that sahabi is, no matter what rank he has, they are all alhamdulillah awliya Allah for us. So we should love and we should respect the sahaba ikram alayhim ridwan. And anyone who talks bad about them, Allah ta'ala forbid, these people are putting themselves into the hatred and also into the enemies of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And then talking about the Ahl Bayt of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, these sahaba ikram alayhim ridwan, they had a lot of love amongst themselves. Yes, we do have disagreements amongst ourselves. You know, brother has a disagreement with his brothers, but they are disagreements that they could be sorted out at home. What happened between the sahaba ikram, any one of them, Allah knows best. We love and respect all of them. Ahl Bayt ki muhabbat iman kamil ki nishani hai. To love the Ahlul Bayt is the sign of complete iman. Ahle Bayt e Azam ki muhabbat jannat mein le jane ka sabab hai. Yeah, that the sahaba are like the stars and the Ahle Bayt is the ship that you are traveling in. Without the ship, you're not going anywhere. Without the stars, you're not going to be guided. So we need both of them. We need the stars to guide us and we need the ship of the Ahle Bayt to be safe. And inshallah, we, alhamdulillah, the Ahl Sunnat wal Jama'at, we love the Ahlul Bayt, we love the Sahaba Ikram, alayhimu ridwan, subhanallah. Now, my dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madani channel, you know, these people who were chosen to be the Sahabi of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they were very, very special people. They were so special that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made dua for so many of them. Hazrat Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he made a dua. Ya Allah, give me Umar bin Khattab or Umar bin Hasham, yani Abu Jahl. Allah ta'ala chose Umar bin Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He made dua for many other sahabi alayhimu ridwan. You know, subhanallah. Just imagine the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is asking, Ya Allah, give me Umar Farooq. Ya Allah, give me so and so. Give me so and so. So they are the chosen of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And anyone who has any type of hatred for the Sahaba-i-Kiram, in one of the hadiths, let me mention to you, It says, خبردار جو شخص اہل بیت کے بغض و عداوت پر مرا وہ قیامت میں اس حال میں آئے گا اس کی دونوں آنکھوں کے درمیان لکھا ہوگا یہ اللہ کی رحمت سے نا امید ہے. یعنی whoever has hatred for the اہل البیت استغفر اللہ the family of the Prophet صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم he will come on the day of judgment between his eyes will be written that he is away from the mercy of Allah عز و جل. Another حدیث in کنز الامال جو شخص اہل بیت سے بغض یا حسد کرے گا those who will have hatred and jealousy regarding the اہل البیت اسے قیامت کے دن حوض کوثر سے آگ کے چابکوں سے دور کیا جائے گا. You know, like you have the whip that sometimes people used to you know hit the horses to run faster they will be hit by this whip made of fire when they come to the Kawthar the river Kawthar to get water from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So subhanallah those people who come to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and they have hatred for his family how can you have is this mind boggling how can you have hatred for the family of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now would you like It's people having hatred for your family. You know, for example, if someone says, yeah, you're all right, but I don't like your dad, you're going to be happy with that. Someone says, yeah, you're all right, but your brother isn't good, your sister isn't good. Would you be happy with that? No, obviously we would not be. Why? Because our family is our family. You know, we love our families and we should be loving our families. But that doesn't mean that we don't like the families of the awliya Allah, the Ahlul Bayt. That family is such a beautiful family. For someone to have hatred for them, for someone to have enmity, jealousy, bughz, and all these kind of diseases against them, Allah Ta'ala forbid, it's just mind-boggling. You can not compare them with any other. So even to an extent that you should not compare our families to the families of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Remember, as a Muslim, we love the Ahlul Bayt more than our own families as well. And subhanAllah, they were true ashiks of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. There might be a doubt in our love for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. People can doubt us, but you can never doubt the love that the Sahaba alayhim ridwan had for the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wasallam. Sayyiduna Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhum, aap radiyallahu ta'ala anhu ahle bayt ka bahut khayal rakha karte the. He used to take care of the ahlul bayt and he would say that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam ahlul bayt mujhe apne aqarab se zyada aziz hai. He says that the family of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam are more beloved to me than my own family as well. Subhanallah. Hazrat Sayyiduna Amir Muawiyah radhiyallahu ta'ala anhu ki bargah mein Hazrat Ali ka tazkira hua. Someone mentioned about Sayyiduna Ali radhiyallahu ta'ala anhu in front of him and he said by Allah khuda ki qasam جب علی رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ کلام فرماتے تو آپ کی آواز میں شیر کی سی گرج ہوتی. When he would talk, he would have you know, the robe of a lion. جب ظاہر ہوتے تو چاند کی طرح روشن ہوتے. When he would be ظاہر, he would be like a beautiful moon. And when, اور جب نوازتے, when he would give to the people, he would be like the raindrops. بعض حاضرین نے دریافت کیا, آپ افضل ہیں یا حضرت علی افضل ہیں؟ Yeah, so From Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, let's listen. Are you better? Are you afdal? Or Sayyiduna Ali karamallahu ta'ala wajhul kareem? And Sayyiduna Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he says, Hazrat Ali ke chand nukush bhi aale Abu Sufyan se behtar hain. He says, a few footsteps or nukush, some of the things, just a few of them are better than the whole family of Abu Sufyan. جو شخص علی رضی اللہ عنہ کی مدہ میں ان کی شایان شان شعر سنائے میں اس کو ہر شعر کے بدلے 10,000 dinar انعام دوں گا. یعنی anyone who praises سیدنا علی رضی اللہ عنہ for every poem that he says I will reward him with 10,000 gold coins. چنانچہ حاضرین نے شعر سنائے حضرت امیر معاویہ رضی اللہ عنہ فرماتے ان اشعار میں جو آپ نے امیر المومنین کی شان و عظمت بیان کی آپ اس سے بھی زیادہ افضل ہیں. And he would say to the people that these poems that you have read in the praise of Sayyidina Ali رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ he's even better than these as well. SubhanAllah. My dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madani channel we'll talk more about this beautiful topic as well inshallah azzawajal. Let's go towards we've got a cartoon inshallah azzawajal. Let's take a break. And inshallah azza wa jal, we'll watch the cartoon inshallah. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Once upon a time, a person had a beautiful cat. He used to love his cat dearly, and he would even feed her himself. The cat used to always follow him around. Wherever he used to go, the cat would also follow him. That person also had a donkey, who would carry load all day, and at night he would rest in a corner. But it had a bad habit. He was jealous of the owner's cat. One day, the donkey looked into the window of his owner's room and was very shocked to see that the cat was enjoying her food, and the owner was patting her on the back affectionately. After looking at that scene, the donkey got more jealous and started saying in his heart,
"Why does my owner love this cat so much? I work hard all day long, carrying his load and help him a lot. Whereas this cat only enjoys jumping and running around while moving her tail all the time."
The donkey thought,
"If I also start jumping, running, and moving my tail all the time, then the owner will also start loving me."
After thinking about this idea, the donkey entered inside the owner's home and started braying. He moved his tail so fast that a glass container fell off the table and broke. He then lifted his front feet and placed it in the lap of his owner. The owner became extremely worried because of his donkey's weird actions. He thought that the donkey had gone mad. He then started to scream loudly,
"Help! Help! Is there anyone who can save me from this mad donkey? Help! Help! My donkey has gone mad."
After listening to the extreme noise, the surrounding neighbors also gathered. When they saw the weird actions of that donkey, they also believed about his madness. They all started to hit the donkey and pushed him out of the house. The poor donkey wasn't ready for this and started saying,
"Well, I only did what the cat does. That's not fair. If she does so, she gets love in return. Whereas when I do it, I get hurt."
Lesson. Dear children, did you see? When the donkey started getting jealous from the cat without any reason, then he got hit and was also removed from the house. By this way, he also lost his own peace. It is a summary of the saying of the Imam of Ahl Sunnah, Imam Ahmad Raza Khan, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, that all the angels followed the command of Allah to prostrate before Adam alayhi salam, but Shaitan had jealousy, hence he became the dweller of hell.
صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم ما شاء الله عز وجل جزاك الله خيرا for watching our program ما شاء الله عز وجل hope you enjoyed the program ما شاء الله another very beautiful story this is about سيدنا أبو هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه he says that one day سيدنا أبو هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه was traveling with سيدنا إمام حسين رضي الله تعالى عنه And because the travel was quite a distance, and Sayyidina Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu got a bit tired, and he sat down on one side. And Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu took off his cloak, and he started to clean the feet of Sayyidina Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who quickly said that, "Ya Hazrat, what are you doing?" Because Hazrat Abu Huraira was far older than Sayyidina Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he says that I swear by Allah, if people knew your rank, they would carry you on their shoulders. Subhanallah. This was the love. This was written in Tariq ibn Asakir. Now this was the love of Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu for the Ahl Bayt of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Kya baat raza us chaministan-e-karam ki zahra hai kali jisme Hussein or Hassan Pool. So this is the love of the Sahaba Ikram towards the Ahli Bayt of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So my dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madani channel, MashaAllah Azza wa Jal, whenever we talk about the Sahaba, whenever we talk about the Ahlul Bayt, always praise them, always talk to them in a good way, in a good manner, always remember them in with good words, always praise them with good words. Now, remember, praising them, they're not going to benefit from your prayers because end of the day, Allah's already praising them. Radiallahu ta'ala anhum. Allah's already praised them. Yeah? Why we praise them is so that with their blessing, when you talk about the pious people, Allah's rahmat, mercy showers. So when we talk about these great people, what we're doing in actual fact is we're doing ourselves a favor so that the mercy of Allah can shower upon us. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. And this is what we need to do as well. We need to talk about the Sahaba Ikram to our children, to our family, praise them. Remember the important days in the calendar, when it, the day of birth of Sayyidina Imam Hassan, Imam Hussein, the apparent demise of these great Sahaba. Remember their days and Alhamdulillah, praise them, because the more we praise them, the more we are showing love to them, the more we are showing actual love to the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, because they are the friends of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Now, just give you a lame example. If someone talks about my friends and he praises them, I'm going to be excited, aren't I? Yara, he's, mashallah, he's praising my friend. So I love that person. Why? Because he's praising my friends. I love that person. Why? He's praising my family. In the same way, do you not believe that Allah and His Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam would love us because we are praising His friends and His companions and His family? Yes, they will. So inshallah, remember that love, remember that praise, because the more you praise them, the more you get close to the mercy of Allah. I've got a small package for you to see. Inshallah, after this package, we'll come back. Sallu ala al-Habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Zakat, a divine obligation and a means of purification. Dawat Islami is giving us a great opportunity in order to gain great reward through our zakat.
See be upon him and the grace of Mustafa.
If you give your zakat to Dawat Islami, where will it be used? Your donation will be used to support more than 15,000 campuses and support the education of more than 400,000 Madrasatul Madina students and Jamaatul Madina students. Alongside this, you will see your money used to support millions across the globe who are affected financially and in terms of well-being as well. You will also see through the power of social media that Dawat Islami will reach more than 50 million individuals through social media, Madri channel and publications. When you give your money to Dawat Islami, you will see Islamic guidance reaching to many Muslims across the globe through Darul Ifta Ahl Sunnah. So give your money to Dawat Islami and do not miss out on this great opportunity in order to also gain a share of the great reward that entails within this Islamic movement of Dawat Islami.
Dawat Islami UK Madani Channel. Sort code 309773. Account number 436345 60. IBAN GB67LOYD 309773436345 60. BIC LOYD GB21087.
Your donations can be utilized in any permissible, religious, reformative, welfare, spiritual, benevolent, charitable, and income-generating lawful and secure work so that the increasing expenses can be met.
Jazakallah khairah. Please take care of yourself. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah, even the darkest night will end, and the sun will rise and shine, and the sun will rise and shine.